The Ralbag in the Te'elius in Chayesora on Avraham Avinu's tipul with Sora, burial and so forth. So he says that there's a Te'elius in Midas. Vehu sheroi laodom lishtavel becharitzus likvar hanesim shemutolim olav lekavrom. A person should be mishtavel with diligence, you know, make sure that it gets done to bury the dead that are his achrayas. Lichvoid hachayim v'hanesim, for the covet of the chayim and the mesim. Velozet timso. And this is what we find here. We see from this parsha that Avraham Avinu was mishtadl, seriously, to bury his wife. That was the appropriate thing to do, and the person has to take his responsibility very seriously. The thing that's a bit strange is, what does it mean, lichvoid hachayim v'hamesim? The reason for the burial for Sora and to be mishtadl to do it quickly and properly and with all of the appropriate kovod is for the kovod of the mess. That's what kovod ha-mess is all about. What's lichvoid ha-chayim v'ha-mesim? So it would seem, and there might be some flack about this, but it would seem that it doesn't refer to his own kovod. He's roy to be mishtadl for his own kovod to bury his wife. It sounds like that the true sense of kovod has to do with the extent to which a person is makpid on giving that kovod. If it's limited, if it's time, related. It's right now, this moment, a little COVID. Okay, we're right here, right now, let's do it. That's not the real COVID. The real COVID is the fullest extent that when I'm mechabed someone, then every opportunity and every ramification and every future incident that might take place is all part of that COVID. So memela, it's almost as if it's a kovod for the chayim to be makpid on the kfuras hamesim, because that means that my kovod for this living person is complete. Not only am I machabed this person now, not only am I machabed this person in the situations that we find ourselves now and tomorrow and the next day, but my kovod runs so deep that I am now giving you the kovod achroin while I'm dealing with you while you're alive, because my covet is to take care of you, to be mechabed you, to see to it that you'll always be respected, to see to it that your respect will never be undermined, and even to the extent that when you'll have to be buried, make sure to do it in a proper way, that there's no bizoyin, so that the covet hames seems to be something that I'm responsible for be'oid the person is still alive. That sense of kovod for a person is total, is complete, is forever, is everlasting. It has no limitation. It's to the very end. I don't know if it goes even weiter, that, after I'll go visit the cemetery too, and I'll make sure that the weeds aren't growing there, and that the tombstone is put up properly, and that it's properly kept, and I'll pay for, what do they do in the cemeteries? The perpetual care, to make sure that that's also, it's part of it. Kovod means not just the moment. Kovod means if I really give kovod to a person, if I'm really mechabed someone, then it's a total sense of kovod that goes all the way and goes from now until the very end and beyond. And if that's what kovod is about, assuming that that's what it means, then it's certainly something that, we're we're programmed or we're used to thinking in the moment. You know, right now, okay, I have to give a little COVID, I have to give this. Do we have that far-reaching thing that I'm worried not just about? I have that respect for you which goes beyond the moment, which goes beyond the near future, which just total and fully forever. It's a level that's, I guess, something to strive for, to achieve. The Ralbag over here, I'm sorry, here it is. No. I don't have the right one here.
This is
the other one. I don't have. It's not here. No, it's not here.
This was the whole page.
No, but the other page.
This was the second page. This is the second page.
Something is wrong.
There's a Ralbag.
Where's the Ralbag? You have the Ralbag?
There's a Ralbag right here.
They're
on the shelf. There's a Ralbag.
Rabbi, what
can
you say?
This was the first one.
Okay, wait. No, this is not the one.
Which one?
I don't know.
Rabbi, what was the word of the first one again?
The idea that it's... What's the Kovel L'chaim L'meisim?
What's your guy's called?
Yeah, it's Kovel L'chaim.
What?
In other words, if he's Mechabed Sora in her lifetime, part of that Kovel is that I'm going to take care of you even after. No, that's what Kovel HaMesim is.
Corpses can't be everywhere.
Chaim is
the
ground.
What?
It's not covered to the Chaim, but there's corpses everywhere. They need to be buried.
Yeah, that's right. No, more if you treat the body with dignity after death, you're giving dignity to the body that lives dead.
Or the one that was married to her.
That's the Chaim.
What if it's later?
He's married to her, so if he then it's covered for himself. His wife has it.
Covered for the godless Adam to take care of. Covered
the Chaim for him?
Yeah, him.
It's society. For society. It's his wife.
Society.
What?
Sarah during her.
What do you mean? He wasn't the style to be mechabera
during her life. This happened after she died.
No, but he's always mechabera. The point that this is part of the covet. Part of. Thank you. Okay, we'll talk about it. Part of the. Okay. Here. He says, I'm sorry, it's not here. The Pasuk says that Eliezer refused to eat when he came in to Besuel, and he came to the house, he refused to eat, and he says, I have to speak of Loyuchal ad im dibarti dvorai. First let me speak my piece, and then I'm gonna eat. So he says this to Elis and Midois, Fusheroi le Odom. A person shouldn't be lazy in what he's trying to accomplish. A person should be mishtadl to accomplish his goal with diligence and with speed. Ki ha'atzlo ulai timonem, because laziness ulai timonem mimenu hatachlis shekiven elov. Because if he'll be lazy, then it will hold back, it will prevent the tachas that he's trying to accomplish. Eliezer didn't want to sit down to eat until he spoke. Then he gives another reason. So here the shaila is, what's the pshat over here? He says that it's roy for a person to accomplish his thing, but rather he should do it bizrizus or bicharitzus. Why? Because atzlo will prevent. Because ki atzlo ulai timon meno atach shechaven elov. What's the pshat? He says the atzlus will prevent it. I would have thought, I say, if you don't do it fast, then maybe it won't get done. But it seems that the atzlo is what's preventing it. In other words, if I allow myself not to do immediately what I have to do, so there's a certain feeling there of atzlus. I have to eat. Some have to sit down to eat. They want to eat. They want me to eat. I wanted to eat. He came in the desert. I don't know when his last meal was. But there's something there. You put off. You did something which was less than Zrizus in getting the job done. He says that slight atzlus could prevent the eventual accomplishment. The atzlus could damage your commitment or your efforts or your... It doesn't seem to be just because if you eat now, so it won't happen later. But he says this atzlus, by and I stumble. What kind of atzel is this? I'm not an atzel. I'm going to eat, then I'm going to talk. I'm invited for the evening. They gave me a place to sleep also. I'm here for the day, for the night. But there's a certain atzlus, there's a certain lack of zrizus in getting it done immediately. I got to get it out. That creates a damage in a person that now, because of that, that might be mekalkel, the level of commitment and zrizus that I have, that it might eventually prevent that the whole thing wouldn't happen. That's one idea. But then he says more. Okay. He says, before he ate, he had a choik aleihem, because he had done for her. He gave her, I guess, the nizomim and the tzmidim and whatever he gave her. So he had given them something. He did something for them. And now he had a certain choik, el sheyishma'u, a law of lamashi yivakishman. They're going to listen, because they owe him one. He gave them these gifts, and now they're going to listen because he benefited them. They're a little bit, their ears are a little bit open to hear what he has to say. This is greater than the choyk that he's going to have after he gets from them. Once he eats the meal from them, then now he lost some of that choyk that he has to listen. He did them a toiva, fine, but they gave him a meal, now all of a sudden they're not going to be so receptive to listen to him. That's why he didn't want to eat. Okay, he didn't want to be ma'akev, and he wanted to get it done to make sure it's done immediately. So it seems that there's such a thing as, if a person wants someone to listen, that he has to create a situation where they're open to it. What makes them open to it? I owe it to you. You were nice to me. I owe you now. I owe you my mind is open. My ears are open. I'm willing to listen because I owe you. And the fact that they paid back something, they still owe him. He gave them all these things. And his stomach looked like Lovin thought it was very, he was a wealthy guy. But Lamaise gave me a meal. So the chuyk has been diminished. I don't have that sense of open mind. What I gave you, she's still wearing the things that he gave her. He gave him a gift. It's, I should listen to what you have to say. We ate together. If I care, if we ate together, we had a meal together. We socialized together. We there was a camaraderie. There was a friendship. There should be more receptivity. But it seems that this sense of beholdenness is extremely powerful, and we don't want to let it be diminished, because it diminishes the willingness of a person to listen. Many times we have situations in life like that, where we do something for someone and they want to reciprocate, but it's not so pushy that they should reciprocate, because once we allow them to reciprocate, we may have lost the opportunity, the entree into their mind, into their thinking, into their willingness to listen. And if the goal is hashpo, if the goal is to influence someone in some way, the very fact that we allowed them to pay back, even though it may not be a fair payback, it may be less than the actual, far less, I don't know, but that it gives them a sense that we paid you back already, we don't have to listen. But two things, that the listening is tolui in that sense of beholdenness. In other words, it's like if we want people to listen, we want them to owe it to us. I'm nice to you, you should listen to me. I've done things for you, you should listen to me. And it's such a delicate mechanism that by allowing even a minimal payback, I don't know what kind of suda they gave him, but allowing even a minimal payback, we can diminish that willingness to listen and affect the power of the message altogether.
Yeah. 2:50.